You're listening to South Bend Beat, produced by Alpha Dog Podcast.
I'm joined by Kristen St. Clair. You kind of do a little bit of everything for Martins. Can you give us the overview of what your job title is, however long?
Yes, I am the health and wellness advisor for Martins Supermarkets, which kind of captures everything from health and wellness to help you achieve your own personal best wellness goals. But I do have the credentials of a registered dietitian, nutritionist, certified dietitian, below me as well, so that kind of qualifies me within the medical field.
So you do a lot. You got a lot going on. At what point, or how long have you been doing this for Martins, I guess? Let's put it that way.
I believe this month is 5 years.
Okay. At what point in your life did you realize this is what you wanted to do?
I always was invested in the science side of things from back in high school when I was taking general anatomy and physiology, but it exploded my freshman year in college when I took a general nutrition class. I fell in love and signed my major right there on the spot, and then it's just been evolving ever since.
So how did you end up teaming up with Martins for this position?
I was working in the area. I had a couple different jobs, and now she kind of leads Martins, Amy McClellan. At the time, she was the director of Martins, and we actually worked out at Ice Athletic Center together, did a lot of group fitness classes, and I think we both kind of stumbled into class early one day. We were just shooting the shit a little bit, and she was like, hey, you're a dietitian. We've been looking to acquire a dietitian on the retail front. Having a dietitian within the supermarket setting or the retail setting has been something that has evolved over the last decade or so. And so Martins was trying to add that position onto their team, and we connected that way.
How long did you go to Ice? I also used to go to Ice.
Gosh, I moved here in about late 2010, almost 2011, and I was there for maybe 4 or 5 years.
Was it... Ice used to be like a cheerleading place, wasn't it? Were the basketball courts in there when you were there? Okay,
yep.
That's what I went
basketball
for.
Courts, basketball courts. I remember looking over and watching the young girls do the cheerleading. Yeah. I did a lot of the group fitness classes upstairs, but yeah, it kind of had everything.
So then transitioning into working with Martins, what is, like, if you could explain it to an idiot like me, like, what is it you do for Martins?
I am here to be your community resource in relation to health and wellness. And that's why I kind of just go by the general term health and wellness advisor, because I can sit with you and take your goals, whether it's weight loss, weight gain, managing a disease status like diabetes or cardiovascular disease. I am here to answer your questions. We recognize that what you serve on your table and what you consume starts with walking through the aisles of the grocery store and what you put in your basket. And so I'm here to just kind of put that puzzle together for you.
So what does that look like on a practical level for, say, a shopper? Or is it more of a corporate thing where you deal with businesses, a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. If you are intimidated to meet with me one-on-one or chat with me face-to-face and you're not at that stage yet, we have our in-store magazine, which is a great place to start for just healthy recipes that are seasonal. I will write a few articles in there as well as some other health-minded professionals. You can look at some safer swaps and dietitian tips in there. So that's kind of surface level if you just kind of want to do your own thing but kind of dabble in and pick my brain a little bit. We do also offer personalized wellness consultations. So that's where you would reach out to me and we would connect one-on-one. I'm going to ask you things about, you know, what are your current dietary habits? What are your goals? And that's where we kind of streamline, you know, making a plan and maybe picking out 3 top goals that you can work on in the next 3 to 6 months. And if you wanted to, we could meet back in 6 months and revisit, see how you've done, what's going well, what's not going so well, and we can, re-strategize from there. I do also work with a lot of our vendors as well. I know you've had Tim Coleman on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
And he is the director of specialty foods, and a lot of specialty foods kind of fall in that health and wellness category. So we work closely to try and bring in some wonderful brands that meet everybody's wants.
So given that health and wellness is your job, do you ever just like get to indulge at home? Like, do you ever still get to have like desserts or snacks, or do you have to be on all the time?
No, absolutely. I am all about balance. You know, kind of more of like an 80-20% lifestyle.
That.
So, you know, 80% of the time we're making mindful choices. We're trying to fuel our bodies properly with good, healthy nutrition, but 20% of the time it allows you to indulge. I don't want restrictive diets. We want to find a balance where that, you know, something that we can uphold for the lifespan. So 20%, if you're talking about indulgences, whether your vice is, you know, chips or if it's the sweet categories, that gives you about, you know, 3 to 4 days a week, half of your time, you can maybe have something in the evening or whenever your snacking period is.
I want to run a few of the like popular diets by you and just get like your baseline thoughts on them.
Okay.
We'll start with one I did, I think a couple years ago now, I did Whole30 and that was rough. I'm not going to lie to you. That was tough. Because there is like, you can't slip up once.
Right.
And then the goal right then is to reintroduce food groups to see if any give you trouble. Obviously, the Whole30 lifestyle you can't do
forever.
What are your thoughts on just like a 1 month program, though, of doing Whole30?
I think reset programs can be a good way to get your foot, you know, started on the right path. And we're in January, a new year. So a lot of resolution. So, you know, a 1 month reset might be the framework that you need to kind of uphold those goals all year long. But any restrictive diet that restricts an entire food group or leaves you feeling deprived is not going to be something that's maintained for the lifespan. So I usually work with people to, again, implement a couple changes slow and steady over the lifespan. So let's get a few goals under our belt and then let's add a few more and just kind of layer on top of it.
And what about some of the other ones like either paleo or keto? Keto seems to be very binary to me. Paleo could be, you know, maybe you could stick with paleo.
Yes.
Another one is slow carb. I don't know if you've heard of this one from Tim Ferriss, where it's, I think it's no carbs 6 days a week, a lot of like beans, legumes and stuff. And then Saturday, or he's called Fatterday, you load up to keep the metabolism rolling.
Yeah.
Is there any science behind that?
No, there's not a lot of research in a lot of those, you know, more fad diets. Mm-hmm. So if you have something, you know, a specific diet or a plan that you've been looking at and you want me to set eyes on, I'd be happy to do so. But I think, again, our basic principle for kind of spotting bad trends are if they're removing food groups, if they're restricting too many calories, that's usually not a good sign as far as long-term success.
So what I'm hearing from you is good news. It's,
yes.
You don't like, you don't have to starve yourself.
No.
Or pull something out completely. It's just like keep living your life every day. Maybe just mix in a few better choices here and there.
Absolutely. And I mean, there are definitely people who, you know, are allergic to gluten or dairy, and some of those diets fit their needs and categories a little bit more. But for the general American, we can definitely implement a 80-20 balance that allows you to, you know, have success for the lifespan.
So Jordan sent me with a question that I thought was pretty good. What is a healthy food that people think is unhealthy and an unhealthy food that's actually not that bad for you?
I say milk gets a bad rap a lot of times. Obviously there's a ton of people following dairy free, but you know, a fat free milk is a great source of protein and gives you the calcium and vitamin D. And especially here in the Midwest, we don't get a ton of sunshine in the winter months, and so that vitamin D is real and calcium is really important for our bone health. So that one, that always seems to get a bad rap. And then a good food that's not so good.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant? Okay. I would just be cautious on some of those specialty food categories. You know, something might be labeled gluten-free or you know, fat-free or low sugar-free. And if you actually look at the ingredients and look at the list, they've, you know, it might be sugar-free but they have more fat, or the vice versa. So just be mindful of those. Sometimes just going with the whole food in its most basic form is the best.
If someone is big into soda or pop and they're trying to wean off, what's your, I feel like one of the big arguments that always comes up is just regular soda versus diet. What do you usually tell them on which way to go?
I think that kind of goes back to that 80-20 balance a little bit. If you are a soda person and that's your vice and you can't live without it, we could always take, you know, that 20% of your time and budget that in.
And stick to the regular rather than the diet?
Yeah, I think that the same thing with like those cookies. Like a sugar-free cookie does not taste as good as a regular cookie, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
So for me to tell you to go sit and eat a sugar-free cookie tonight, you're probably going to be left feeling like not satisfied.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, again, just going back to the basics, enjoying what you like, whether that is the soda, whether it's the regular Oreo cookie, and then just keeping in mind your portions and the frequency.
Intermittent fasting.
Yes.
Opinion?
There is some good aspects of it. And it can work to jumpstart someone's, you know, weight loss to begin with. But there are some principles to it that I, you know, question a little bit. So, and again, something like intermittent fasting, as a dietitian, knowing my knowledge, I would want to get to know you as a person and your client and your medical history first before we discussed it. Because someone who has diabetes, for instance, fasting that long would not be good for their blood sugars.
Yeah.
So again, that kind of just goes back to the fad diets. And if you are invested or wanting to explore something like that, I would just recommend meeting with me first or meeting with another dietitian in the area to get all of your questions answered.
So professional, you know what you're doing.
Yes.
What does a typical day on the nutrition side look like for you?
So I always wake up and I have a cup of coffee. I have to. I have two little ones. So
do you put anything in your coffee?
I put a little bit of cream, yes.
Okay.
Heavy whipping cream, just a small amount. And then I like to have breakfast with my kids. So it changes from time to time. We'll do oatmeal. We'll do eggs. I'll do pancakes. I kind of just mix in everything. If we do a cold cereal, I try and go more of a whole grain route with not too much added sugar. We do add in our fruits and our bananas and so forth at breakfast. We do the same thing with lunch and dinner, again trying to focus on that 80% of time choosing healthful foods. In the evening, a lot of evenings I will snack with my husband. We do like cookies and we like sweets, so we'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
While we're watching movies and whatnot. So, you know, I definitely indulge in that. My 20% is full in 20%.
And I think that should make people feel good.
Yes.
It's like she also will have a snack every once in a while.
Right, absolutely. And that just gives good balance to our life here as well. So I try and keep my main meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, more health and, you know, healthful in mind, trying to bring in whole grains, fruits and vegetables, lean proteins. But then I know my snacking occasions, if I choose to at night with a movie or if we're out, holidays, things like that, I don't feel guilty. I know I can have that and walk away and feel good, because we restart the next day with a healthful mindset again.
Can you speak to the importance of prepping, and not even prepping like getting all the food package ready to go, but at least having something on paper? So like, this week I'm going to try to eat like this, rather than waking up in the morning being like, I have no idea what I'm going to eat today. Is it really a big difference to at least know when you wake up in the morning what you're going to eat that day?
I think having a plan is very helpful with, you know, your dietary goals. We all live very busy lifestyles. We're rushing from place to place, whether we have kids, taking care of elderly parents, jobs, meetings, so forth. So having a plan sets you up for success. And it looks different from everyone. Like you said, some people do all the prep work where they package everything up and it's just kind of heat and reheat throughout the week and eat. I'm more, like you mentioned, more of a list person. I like to plan out my meals, especially before I go to the grocery store. Because if you don't come to the store with a plan, you're just grabbing, or you're not picking up all the ingredients that you need. So I like to have a focused plan before I go. And it's obviously okay to have a plan and then throw in those few extras in there. But I like to set myself up for success more with the planning too, just to take it one step further. I like to plan for the week. So, you know, my son has soccer practice on Tuesday evenings. We don't get home until 5:30. That doesn't budget me a lot of time to, you know, make something from scratch. So I know Tuesday evenings, you know, I will be more successful with a crock pot meal or something that can be, you know, thrown together really quickly, maybe using Martin's rotisserie chicken, for instance.
Yeah.
So think about that too. If you have later nights that you have meetings or that kids have practices, you set yourself up for success that way, using the crock pot, doing a soup, something like that.
For our listeners, do you have a couple, I guess, like quick swaps or substitutions in everyday life that could maybe make a big difference?
Yeah. I don't know if about making a big difference, and it is kind of goes back to personal preference. I like to use, I serve my kids plain Greek yogurt. They're very young. And so they get the plain Greek yogurt for the protein and the nutritional aspect. But I use that as a substitute for sour cream a lot. So I'll put a dollop of that on my chili or on my tacos. And then that way I'm just buying one big carton of yogurt a week or every 2 weeks. And then it kind of serves multiple purposes for our family. Let's see, other swaps. You know, for most of my recipes, I'll always obviously use some sort of oil, healthy cooking oil versus butter. So that's an easy swap if you're looking at a lot of recipes there. The grain swap is pretty easy. So if you're making a stir fry or something of that nature, just trying brown rice to begin with versus white rice would be a good whole grain swap. I do the same thing with pastas. A lot of times I'll serve our pasta with whole grain noodles versus traditional. So just kind of maybe finding things that you're okay swapping with.
So you mentioned chili. Are you from Indiana originally?
I am not. I am from Michigan, Metro Detroit area.
So Michigan, Indiana, pretty much your whole life between those two states?
Yes.
All right. Then I'm going to ask you a regional question.
Okay.
Chili, what is typically served with chili? What do you typically serve with chili?
Probably cornbread, right?
Okay.
That's
the answer for most places. But I spent a lot of my childhood in Kansas, and you cannot serve chili without a cinnamon roll.
Oh,
is that,
you know,
weird,
what?
Or have you heard of that?
I've heard of that before. I've not tried it, but
I recommend it. Yeah,
I actually,
it might have to be in your 20% thing.
Yeah, I think this past fall, a couple months ago, that may have resurfaced just being a seasonal thing, and I had put it on my list to have to try. So maybe in the next couple of weeks, I'll try it.
Yeah, give it a shot. So I want to talk about your background a little bit more. Once you realized that this is what you wanted to do for a career, I mean, what does that look like from a practical sense, like as far as next steps? You're like, I need the correct schooling, and then it's maybe I need to put it into practice. Did you ever take on private clients at any point? Like, what did that transition look like from this is what I want to do to this is what I get paid to do?
So the degree itself was a 4 years bachelor's degree. I graduated with a bachelor's of science in dietetics, and then you have to do a in-person internship. That is basically an extra year of schooling, a fifth year of schooling. So I actually did mine with Michigan State University. It's, you know, kind of like applying to a graduate school. You don't do it through your bachelor's university. You kind of have to apply elsewhere. And within that rotation, they have you rotating through all of the different fields. So I rotated in the hospital setting, I rotated within school food service, I rotated within long-term care facilities. And so within that internship, it gave me a really good indication on maybe where I wanted to take my career. Community nutrition was always something that intrigued me the most, was because I felt like I could maybe catch people before they got diagnosed with diseases. Obviously, a dietitian in the hospital is probably talking to you after you had a heart attack or after you got the diagnosis of diabetes. So I am here again as your community resource, and I want to help you set you up with success today so that you don't ever have to have that conversation with your doctor and or a dietitian in the hospital to try and reverse, you know, irreversible damage to your body.
Love it. Before we get to some of the fun questions, two questions we wrap up with everybody on this part. The first one, what's a typical day look like for you? I imagine they're all pretty different, but if you could try and standardize a day, what does it look like for you?
Sure. Right now, obviously, it's a little bit different with COVID, and I have been blessed with Martins. I do work a lot of my desk work responsibilities from home, so I do get to, you know, do the blog posts and social media posts and some of that stuff from home, and I do get to be a mom to my two kids, which is wonderful. And then as far as the in-store, I do those, you know, traditionally we would do grocery store tours where we would gather large groups of people and take them to the store. We haven't done that in a while. Hopefully we can get back to that soon. Meeting with customers one-on-one. So I've been doing a lot of Zoom calls or just phone one-on-one consultations with customers right now. We have our School of Cooking, so I've hosted cooking classes there. I've gone into some of the local schools to do presentations with the children. So I usually bounce all around town to just kind of accommodate really everything and anything. I work with a lot of businesses too, the HR departments who are trying to uphold wellness initiatives. So I will do presentations with companies, attend health fairs. So again, a lot of that has a little bit been put on hold recently, but usually you can see me all around town.
And what advice would you have for a listener that, maybe once for a career choice, they want to break into the health, wellness, nutrition. Do you have a couple pieces of actionable advice that you think would be helpful?
No, not really. I mean, I guess the big thing about becoming a part of the dietitian community is really getting a lot of like internships or job shadow experience, okay, because that it is a very competitive field. There's a lot of people who want to be dietitians. And I talked about that internship program, and there's only so many internships slots. So if you are invested in health and wellness and dietetics specifically, you know, reaching out to me, job shadow me a day if you want to come on a store tour, as well as other opportunities within the community. You know, we talked about the gym in the past, mm-hmm, so maybe a personal trainer, just kind of getting your foot wet in a lot of different avenues within health and wellness, I think would just be great on paper if you were applying to a dietetics internship.
Another question did just pop into my head. How important in your opinion is, one, like journaling your food, or I guess a food diary, and then second, macros, tracking macros?
So any sort of tracking, whether it's a food diary or tracking macros, is something that can become very labor intensive. And again, for the traditional individual, it's probably a little bit too much. And for some people, it can become an addictive behavior. So we have, yikes, to be really, yeah, you know, mindful of that, where if you're tracking everything and you feel like you can't leave that list, that becomes a worry for me.
And again, it can become restrictive.
Yep, and it can, yeah, become restrictive. So we have to tread lightly there, and I kind of take it person by person as far as personal consultations. But if you are new to maybe a diabetic diet, we definitely would encourage you to track a little bit, just to make sure you're getting the appropriate amount of carbohydrates in your diet. So again, if you are going to start, I would maybe start just tracking either your calorie consumption or your macros, a food diary, for a few days, and just kind of get a feel. To some extent, we're creatures of habit. I mean, we recircle and, mm-hmm, reinvent the wheel as far as meals within at least 1 or 2 weeks. And so after a shorter period of time, you should get a good feeling for what your, you know, macro intake is, what your food diary intake is. And once you kind of get a good feel for that, I would probably try and step away from that a little bit so it doesn't become so dependent.
Which Martins is your local Martins?
Where I shop for my family?
Yep.
I bounce between, we're really close here to the Notre Dame location, too, yeah, and then I do go to the Heritage Square one as well. So
the Gucci Martins,
yeah. Yes.
I loved that. So when we brought on Martins as a partner for this season, I didn't know if, like, within Martin circles, if it was okay to say Gucci Martins, and it turns out it is very okay.
Yes. Yeah,
everybody says it. All right, we'll get to a few of the more fun questions. Worst types of people on a plane.
Oh, I plane hate the people that take you. Their shoes off. Yeah, what is that?
Are you good with being reclined right in your face?
Yeah, I'm not too bad about that. I think my husband would agree. He's really tall. He's 6'6", and so I know that crunches his knees a bit, yeah, but I'm okay with that.
And when shoes off, have you ever had shoes and socks off?
I don't think so, but I'd probably flip about, yeah, that. That's gross.
All right. Follow me on this question. Who would win in a fight between a Navy SEAL with a toddler's brain or a toddler with a Navy SEAL's brain?
Oh, a toddler with a Navy SEAL's brain.
Yeah, I agree. The last two have told me the other way. I agree with you. I think.
Well, I have a toddler right now, yeah, so I can only imagine if he had the Navy SEAL intelligence.
Would you date someone knowing all their exes are dead?
No, probably not.
Yeah, like I'm talking like 7 for 7. They're all,
yeah,
dead.
No, thank,
yeah,
you.
No chance. How do you order your steak?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of medium plus?
No.
See, that's, people tell me to order medium plus, but everyone I ask, they're like, I've never heard of that.
What is that?
It's so it's in between medium and medium rare.
Okay.
Which would be perfect.
That, yeah.
But I'm always too scared to order it because I think they're just going to look at me like I'm an idiot.
Okay. I'm going to try it next time.
Please do try it. Actually, yeah, if you're cool with them, like, you, yeah, know what, I'm too much of a coward. So try it,
I'll,
and then let me know
back
how it goes.
Sure.
Okay. And Chef April did say it was like
it
a thing.
It was a thing? Okay. Well, Chef knows the knowledge there. So, yeah, I'll have to give that a run.
Longest car ride you've ever taken?
I know, obviously, as a kid, we drove down to Florida and Disney a few times, Michigan to Florida. Most recently, my sister lives in South Carolina, so we've taken that journey to South Carolina. I would say it's a haul because last time we took 2 kids under 2, so that was an, yeah, experience. So that's, yeah, fresh in my mind.
What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Rattlesnake, I would say, okay. In Arizona.
Is it good?
I don't remember it being very good. No, I was.
Did you catch the rattlesnake?
No, it was served at a restaurant we went to when I was a teenager. We visited there. So.
Have you had Rocky Mountain oysters?
I have not. I've had oysters, but not Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain are bull testicles.
Oh, okay. Well,
would
then
you
no.
give them a shot?
No.
They don't come out as like spheres, so they're not like circular. They come out, they look like chicken strips.
No.
No, still no?
No, thank you.
Couple of things on your bucket list. Are you a big traveler?
Yeah, we like to travel.
What's
I mean, we
some of the favorite places you've gone?
We did a cruise in Alaska that was really fun.
Oh, I want to do that so
badly.
That was
beautiful.
It was worth it?
It was definitely. We went in the summertime, which I think is like the prime time to go, yeah. July to September. So that was beautiful. My husband's sister and her husband were stationed out in Hawaii for a while. So that was really fun too.
Which island were you on?
The Big Island.
Yeah. That's so the one that's beautiful. Like the prettiest, right?
We didn't travel to other islands. We just stayed with them.
Everyone
so I
told,
can't compare.
So
but,
I've only been to Maui, but even in Maui, they're like Big Island is the prettiest
okay.
island.
Okay. It was beautiful there. We enjoyed our stay. I've been to the Caribbean a lot of times as well. I have not been to Europe or South America or Australia quite yet, but that's definitely on my list
Which
to visit
one would
soon.
Be number one on the hit list?
I definitely want to do Europe, I think, first.
Any specific country?
No, I maybe just a tour of the mall. I definitely want to check out London, Eiffel Tower in Paris. So just kind of maybe doing a summer backpack or something would be fun.
So you wake up and you're going to have a day that's kind of out and about with work. How long, put a minute or hour, I guess. How long does it take you to decide what to wear?
Oh.
Or are you a prepper and you know the night before?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily the night before, but it doesn't take me long to decide.
Okay. I've gotten some answers, be like 90 minutes.
No, no.
A couple things on your bucket list that are non-travel?
Gosh. No, I don't know.
Events or anything you want to attend? Do you go to concerts? Are you a big concert goer?
I do like concerts. I know one of the things, I am a Boston Red Sox fan and my husband is a Cubs fan, so we get questioned a lot about how that even works. But I know one thing we want to do is to try and, you know, visit all of the different parks.
That'd be real cool.
So,
have you been to Fenway?
I have been to Fenway. He has not. And then I've also been to Wrigley. So I've done both. He has not. But I know we want to do St. Louis and just kind of hit them all. So I think that's on our bucket list for the future.
So what year did you meet your husband?
In 2011.
Oh, okay. I say, because like a while back, Cubs and Red Sox fans were kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
And what's the World Series going to be? Yeah. Kind of moving in different directions.
So that's, I guess, on our bucket list. I know the other night we were talking about we've never been to Niagara Falls. So
yeah,
we want to
cool.
do that. We definitely have international travel we want to see, but then also right here in the U.S. We have a map in our house that has little pins in it. And so we kind of pin where we've been. So I have pins where I've been as a kid, where he's been as a kid, and then pins where we've gone together and eventually obviously take our kids.
If you go to Niagara Falls, go to the Canadian side.
Okay.
Well worth it.
Good
yeah.
note.
Just don't fall in. Let's do, did you play any sports growing up?
I did. As far as all throughout my childhood, I kind of dabbled in everything. I tried soccer and gymnastics and cheerleading and so forth. But the main one that I stuck to in high school was tennis.
Tennis. Okay. Yep. Have you ever played basketball?
No.
So you have no confidence in your shooting ability?
I mean, I've played like the game horse and stuff a few times.
Well, then let's change it from a free throw to a layup.
Okay.
If I give you a layup and I say, if you make it, $1 million. If you miss it, you can never send a text again. Would you take it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some people get around it by saying, I'll just use social media or I'll use an app or something. Cool. When you ride in Ubers or Lyfts, are you a talker in the back?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the dead silence. And
so you just chat?
Yeah.
Even if they don't chat, you'll bring up combo?
Yeah, I feel like most times, though, you can get them to chit-chat back with you, but I feel like you have to say something.
Airbnb or hotel?
I would say 50-50. I mean, we've definitely, especially when we've traveled to some of the larger cities with friends, we'll do an Airbnb just because it accommodates more people. And so that's been a lot of fun. So I think we're maybe trending that route or at least exploring the Airbnb options when we go places. But I don't know. I like hotels too.
Do two more. Have you ever been stuck on an elevator?
No, but that would be scary.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that.
I don't ride them at all because I...
You're nervous about that.
I'd lose my mind. You don't think you'd do all right?
No, I don't know.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Especially if I was there by myself.
Yeah. No, I'd like by yourself 2 hours with no cell phone service. I think I'd pass out.
Yeah, no, I don't think that would be good.
All right, last one. Would you rather be stuck in Jurassic Park or Jumanji?
Jurassic Park.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Cooler to see. When we were in Hawaii, we got to see some of like the places that they shot some of the film. Cool. I think so. I guess that always stuck out to me. It was beautiful.
One more came to my mind. You're a Civil War general, okay?
Okay.
You have to win this war. You can have either a fully trained T-Rex in your army,
okay,
or you can have a modern day 2021 tank. Which one are you taking?
T-Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be scarier,
right,
if you have a T-Rex. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty much all questions I have.
Right.
Let's wrap up with shoot some plugs. So plug Martins. If you have personal social media where they can find you, plug away and let people know where they can get more information.
All right. So we obviously have our Martins website. So all of my information is listed under our program on the main page called Eat Smart, Be Well. So that is where you can find my number and my email to reach out on personal consultations and so forth. Again, we have that in-store magazine, has all the same contact information inside of there, plus the recipes that are invaluable. We do also have our blog online if you're looking for more recipes. And then as far as social media, I kind of help manage the social media pages for Martins. So you will see me posting content from time to time on both the Facebook page, the Instagram page, the Twitter page. I, from time to time, will offer Twitter chats on cool. Twitter. So we'll chat about nutrition for an hour. So join me on those. I actually have one coming up at the end of the month. So
awesome. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Everyone, make sure to check out Martins and, give Kristen a shout if you want to get rolling on your nutrition. Again, thank you for your time. I had a blast.
They roll with that on anything that I got, and all I care about is my city, man. I can't say it enough. I done heard things about y'all that they can't say about us. I just hold it down for my side. I just hold it down for my set. I give everybody a piece of this, and I make do.
This has been a production of the Alpha Dog Podcast Network. Find more shows at alphadogagency.com/podcast.